great. Deb,
John.
Okay. My name is Deb, and I am an alcoholic and a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Deb.
Among other things, codependent, ex-smoker, you name it. I'm happy to be here today. We ended up trading off, and Jerry was supposed to talk today, but she talked last week, and I was chairing last week, so we decided we'd have a different voice this week and just kind of switch it around. And as usual, I think that I've ended up with the step I'm supposed to talk about. I think I've done five before, so it's like, phew, I don't have to sweat this one quite so much as the last time. I have completed this work as it's laid out in the Big Book with the help of a Big Book Step Study sponsor and a loving God. I have been working on my amends. I'm willing to make them all, and I am doing my very best to live in steps 9, 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis. So, step five. When I think about step five, the way I thought about it, when I first came into my first recovery program, I was excited to do step five. Because my fourth step at that time was basically, what should we call it, a memoir. It was basically the story of my life. And my sponsor at that time said, well, you could do the steps with this outline, or you could do it with this form, or, you know, you could just kind of write your life story. And I thought, oh, I'll write my life story. That's easy. I'm good with words. I'll be able to do that. And it's interesting because this morning I've been cleaning out some shelves and looking for some books. I was looking for another book, and lo and behold, I found that first fourth step. I opened it to the page and I went, oh my gosh, I don't even want to read this. Because the fourth step that I wrote at that time was what I was capable of. It was good enough to keep me sober at that time and allow me to grow in the program. And I think that, as it says at the end of, the fourth step, you know, we've come to understand a good bit about ourselves. We've swallowed a big chunk and digested a good bit, but it's only a beginning. And if I were to look at this book and say, what are the key things that come up again and again, it's only a beginning. There's more work to do, and get yourself into action. You know, those seem to be the things that come up again and again, because here we are in a chapter in the chapter titled Into Action. And when I look at, when I've thought about step five and at other times, I've thought of it with fear. Not this time, although I will talk about what happened after the fact for me, which was that doing the fifth step was fine, but it was after it. I sort of relapsed into fear for a while. But this concept that we must tell our whole story, when it talks about, you know, it talks about what we've actually been doing. We've been trying to get a new attitude. We've been trying to have a new relationship with our Creator, or to have one for the first time perhaps in our lives, and to discover the obstacles in our path. And so it's talking about both five and then moving ahead. Now, these are about to be cast out. What I didn't understand, I think, when I first did this was, well, it was a matter of, you know, I'm going to write my fourth step, and I wrote it all from the standpoint of all the bad things I did. You know, I just didn't know what else to do at that time, and I didn't have the guidance of somebody that could guide me in the way that this process has. But in doing this process, what I discovered is that a lot of the things that I experienced in step five the first couple of times around, I had already experienced in step four, and that realization had really settled in, particularly in doing it with the BBSS format. I found the hard part being step four, and I found step five being the completion of that to some extent. It was a matter of, okay, I've done my homework, now I've got to stand up and give the presentation. And I didn't appreciate some of the things that would happen with it. One is that, you know, what I discovered was that for me, I decided that doing this process this way, which I came to because I was irritable, discontent, not happy with life, even though I was not using the substances that I'd used in the past, I decided I was simply going to follow the directions I was given, which was a novel experience for this human being, who always, you know, rewrote everything the way I wanted it to be. I jokingly talk about how when it came to the third step prayer, it actually says in the Big Book, or you can use other words if you want. I went, great, and I rewrote it. to use the words that I wanted to. But I decided that if I was going to have a chance at finding peace and growth and to really come to understand myself in a way that I wanted to, it was going to be time to let go. And my first letting go was saying, I'm simply going to trust what my sponsor tells me to do. I'm not going to read ahead in the book. I've done that before. I'm not going to make up the reasons why I can't do it the way it's written in the book. I've done that before. None of those things had worked. And so by doing it this way, I was getting into an area that for where I am in recovery was going to get to some things that were very difficult. It talks about how we, as addicts or alcoholics, live a double life. And I know that that was the case for me. When I look at that paragraph that talks about that, it's clear to me that I was living that double life. Everything was fine on the outside. I was still going to work. I was getting my daughter to school. I was doing everything else that needed to happen. But because of my wiring as a human being and because of the circumstances I grew up in, I did not feel that I was able to share any of that. It was too risky for me at those early times. I didn't know that. I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know that that's what it was about. What it was about was I forgot things, or I didn't know things. And in doing the steps this way, I discovered things about myself that I never understood before, and have realized sort of the underlying crux of what's going on. And as the book says, it's not about the substances. It's not about the substances. It's about the hole within that couldn't be filled, the tools I didn't have, the pain I was living in because I didn't know how to be in this world with other people. So the third step, where we turn our lives over to the care of God, and our will. Boy, you know, I can remember thinking about that as, well, I couldn't do that way, way, way long time ago. But this time I was willing to give it that try and to be present for it and to try to think of it as, I'm not giving myself away. I'm opening myself to a bigger power. As it says on page 45, lack of power was our problem. What we needed was a power greater than ourselves. So coming to step five, it's really interesting. The time that it came up, I basically was finishing my writing in November and December of last year. And on the 29th of October, I was told my job was ending on December 1st. So finishing my writing and getting ready to do my fifth step came at a time when I was, in essence, my project was, it was not a big surprise, but the timing sucks. You know, there's always it could have been better. Could have been another year. That's when I was planning to leave the job anyway. So not my will, God's will. So I came to this at a time when I was in a very different place in my head. And quite frankly, I don't think I was fully present at the time. I had done the work completely. You know, I know that I did because I know because of the effect it had on me after doing it, I know I did it completely. However, what I didn't realize was how much I was in a fog after having lost my job. But it says we will go to it as quickly as we can, you know, as reasonable. And I had a sponsor who didn't have all her community service stuff that she does every week. You know, as she told me in her first phone call, I'm a very busy lady. And it was like, okay. She volunteers, she does this, she does that. I said, okay. And so we did my fifth step with her on the 27th and 28th of December. So it's right at Christmas too. A very strange combination. So from Thanksgiving through Christmas and doing my fifth step, all at that time last year, I look at it now and it's just one of those moments where I go, that was a very strange time. And I've talked before, I think the last time I talked about how when I finished my fifth step, I didn't feel delighted. And I felt delighted when I did that first partial fifth step because I got so much relief from just talking about some of the stuff. This time I didn't feel delighted, but I now know when I look back, I go, you know, that probably wasn't the best time to do a fifth step because of all the stuff going on in my life at that time. But I was following direction. And I went through with it, and I've needed time to adjust to that afterwards. So the concept of needing to be fully present, one of the things I discovered is that by being fully present and doing the fifth step as it's laid out, as it's here, that long walk, that long talk, it talks about the fact of, you know, if we don't do it, we may use again. And quite frankly, I didn't want to end up in that place. And it talks about the product of doing it. And basically, I think what it says is that until you've told yourself, until you've told someone else all of your life story, you're not going to get the humility, fearlessness, and honesty that you need to live life. And that was me. I think what brought me into here was that awareness of everything is changing. I'm in a time in my life where I want to be who I really am. I don't want to be that person that had to pretend and do for others and everything else anymore. And so what I've discovered with the fifth step was there were a couple of things in doing it was the way that it says here, this long process, you know, laying out your notebooks for those that are still writing and getting ready to do it. It's not that scary because, again, the sponsor tells you exactly what to do. And what I found was, just as in the writing, you write the same things over and over again, and you start going, oh yeah, I'm recognizing this. What I found is that I had thought before that, well, I don't need to talk about all of this in my past. Why does somebody need to know all of this? And actually, that was out of fear of how I would be regarded, because that was not something I was allowed, I'll put that in quotes, to do in my childhood. However, what I discovered in following the rules and doing it exactly as it was laid out and saying, you know, reading it over and over, even though I said, please, can we stop? I've said this like 30 times. No, you're going to read it all. I said, aren't you going to fall asleep yet? No, just keep going. And I keep going and keep going and keep going. And everybody who's heard a fifth step knows that feeling, that it's an interesting process. But what happened for me this time in doing it that way was things clicked in a different way. I experienced the repetition in a different way, and I was able to therefore access the underlying issues that were related to that. So again, following that and not being an actor, in some ways I look at the time that I did this fifth step as a time of the most honesty that I've ever had in my life. That I was there. There really was somebody now on this earth who knew everything about me. Now, in the moment, that was fine because I'd been doing my third step prayer. I'd been praying for God to be present. I'd been doing all the things I was told. I'd follow the directions, and I'd been reading and reading and reading to the point that I was hoarse. And at the end of it, you know, I knew that I had shared everything I knew about myself. I also knew that some of the stuff I'd done before was actually pretty good. But what I came to understand in doing this was that the part that I hadn't gotten at or that I still needed to work on didn't have anything to do with necessarily, as I would have thought as a child, you know, in child, that concept of guilt. I did things bad. You know, I did something wrong. It was now about, I need to find a new way of being with myself so that I can live with who the human being is that's in this skin. And that's a very different kind of take on it. And if that sounds crazy, it's because I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to figure it out. The good news is with Big Book Step Studies, we start with a good sponsor. We pick somebody who we think can help us through that. And when we come to this end, you know, sort of the ending part of this, I'm not going to talk about the mechanics of it so much, but the one thing that I think that I started to get a glimmer of that I thought about differently this time, principle for step five is integrity. And if you look up integrity, you know who my sponsor is. The dictionary is always there. The quality of having strong moral principles, the state of being whole, the condition of being unified or sound in construction and internal consistency. Oh my gosh, was that a gift to read that word and start thinking about that principle, which for me, you know, the fifth step is an exercise we do so that we can really bridge into being active with others. But for me, this part was discovering that I could be whole, that there was hope for me to be whole, and there's more room for me to work on that. So, you know, I feel like I've gained more humility and fearlessness. Fearlessness is something I've gained from doing it, and the honesty, I'm not afraid to be honest. It certainly is something that I'm thinking of this word integrity. What I've been finding as I'm going through this, the principles are helping me. They're helping me to organize where is it I'm still working. And I think the biggest thing I learned in my step five after doing it all was the work I need to do is now internal. It's not about paying back the money I borrowed or fixing the thing I broke. It's about relationships and internal work. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm going to stop there, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.